Welcome, everyone. It is the Watkins Award Show. Once again, here we are on a Monday, a great Monday. As a matter of fact, the first Monday almost, I think, maybe the second Monday here in January, and you have yours, none other than Coach T-Tate. And, you know, my sidekick, who's always here with me, Mr. J. Everett Pearsall, is somewhere out there. Who knows? I'm not wearing my T-shirt today. Of course, you see this Under Armour logo, and we're going to talk about that because, you know, I normally do not advertise just for anything. This is for a great cause and particularly a great reason. But to say the least, yes, welcome to another edition of the Watkins Award Show on a awesome day, at least here in Georgia, around the country, depending on where you are. It could be a little colder. It could be much warmer. And I shouldn't leave out the guests and the individuals who chime in to listen to this show all over the world, because I have mentioned the fact that we've had people from Africa, Beijing, China. So we've had a number of individuals to shoot me a message or even shoot Mr. Pearsall a message. And again, I always want you to be able to go to the Watkins Award website so you can at least get an understanding to what in the world is going on with this award, this radio show that celebrates the top African-American scholar athletes in the country. And when I mean in the country, I mean in the country. I'm going to have some evidence for you in a few minutes. But before I get started, as always, I like to just always do a disclaimer and say the views and opinion of the Watkins Award show are those of the Watkins Award host. Right now, it's just Coach T. Tate. And certainly, I just want you to know these are my views, my opinion, and not necessarily of WBBS radio or any of the other radio stations that are broadcasting our show, which there are over 135 radio, internet radio stations, and a few terrestrial stations that are broadcasting our show. So I just want to let you know that the views and opinions are of me, our guest, of course, my partner, my sidekick, my good friend, J. Everett Pearsall, and I, and not of our sponsors or advertisers, and of course, BBS Radio, which we are more than thankful for the great job that Doug and his brother does in getting our show going. These are the engineers in the background that are always doing an awesome, awesome job. So let me start off. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. This is, you know, certainly the beginning of a lot of people who start off the new year with different types of dreams and goals, aspirations. Some are just crossing over from the following year, but 2022, we have found ourselves in. I can't even imagine, you know, as a kid telling someone 20 years, 30 years, 40 years ago, hey, I can't wait until the year of 2022. Well, we're here, and it was an awesome year we started. That is the Watkins Award. We started our year with none other than Under Armour. You know, I want to give thanks to them. They're one of our main sponsors of the Watkins Award, the event that we do once a year. This year, the award is scheduled. Now, last year, of course, we did not do the award, but this year, the award is scheduled for March the 12th, 2022, and it's going to be in Washington, D.C. So, of course, you can get more information about the award, the event, how to secure tickets, sponsorships, advertisements, everything. You can go by the website at www.naaa.com. That's four A's. That's the letter NAAA.com. You can get all the information that you need. So let me travel backwards just briefly and talk about coming into the new year. Mr. Pearsall and I started our new year. He started a day before me. He was actually in Orlando, Florida for the Under Armour All-American Game. That's something that we go to every year. And at the game itself, halftime, what we do is introduce our honorees for the upcoming banquet. Those individuals who come, they are being introduced to the general public, individuals in, of course, inside of the stadium in Orlando. They get a chance to get the opportunity to hear a little bit about those individuals. And so I want to talk about them just a bit, because not only was I there, and of course, J. Everett Pearsall, but we had several of the board members that were also there as well. And one of those board members, I asked him kindly, would he come on to the show? And Mr. Pearsall may show up at any time. Who knows? We know that he is traveling about for a very good reason, which we'll talk about that as well. But I did ask one of the board members who came down to Orlando to join me today as well. And that board member was Ed Ransom, and he's out of Dallas, Texas. He runs the chapter for the whole state of Texas. So you have the Watkins Award, which is sponsored by the National Alliance of African American Athletes. The organization itself, the short of the story, a lot of people ask the question, well, what do you do for these young men? I mean, you got these perennial All-American athletes that are five-star or four-star athletes that play football, baseball, or basketball. And, you know, what is this National Alliance of African American Athletes for? Well, the short story is that we help these young men to make the transition from high school to college to the real world. And we know, as well as the majority of the listening audience, that you know a lot of these young men start off with the dream of playing professional sports at a very early age. I mean, the dream starts early. Now, not all of these kids, because you've heard some of the stories of some of the young men who have come through our program, and certainly they have found a way to push through a lot of the noise that you hear as a young man, and they find a way to push through and make it into professional sports. But with the National Alliance of African American Athletes is composed of is a group of people, both men and women, who sit on the board. And these men and women collectively come together and they talk about the things that will help enhance this young man's experience from high school to college to the real world. And so the alliance is much more than what you can imagine outside of the award itself, which is the Franklin D. Watkins Award, which was named after no other than Franklin D. Watkins, a community man. And I'm going to stop there because I'm going to bring on the special guest that I thought would be an ideal person, because I was struck by some words that this board member said to me one day about none other than Franklin D. Watkins himself. Ed Ransom, are you on the line?
I am, Tyrone. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. So I don't know if you heard my introduction or not, but I just let the audience know that this past weekend, that board members and I were down in Orlando, Florida, celebrating the Under Armour All-American Game. And at the game at halftime, what we do is introduce the honorees for the upcoming Watkins Award dinner, which is going to be held in Washington, D.C. But, doing that introduction, of course, the individuals in the stadium get a chance to meet them. But I was struck by the conversation you had with a few board members and how you took what Mr. Franklin D. Watkins probably felt when he was alive, may he rest in peace. But what was it, Ed Ransom, that resonated with you that this award helps to recognize the top African-American scholar athlete in football, basketball, or baseball?
Ooh, that's a huge question. Listen, how is it that we do what we do in the spirit of a man that we never knew? I mean, it is so overwhelming at times when we get a chance to meet these young men and impress upon them the importance of the things that they're doing, not only on the field, but in their communities and in their classroom. And, you know, our mission has always been to empower young African-American males through athletics and education and public programs. So as a board member, you know, we try to emphasize this when we meet these young men, and we try to let them get a real feel about, you know, now that you've opened up the door to us, here is the world to you, and we're here to help you, like you spoke about. We're here to help you navigate this world, because it takes a village, as you know, and as I know. Had it not been for others who pushed us and spoke to us and gave us that tough love, we probably wouldn't be here today.
Man, that's powerful. You know, Ed, one of the other things I want you to touch on, and I know, you know, the words that I'm asking you may be so powerful, could be overwhelming emotionally for you. But as a kid, growing up in Pittsburgh and having an idea of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, but yet the first person who was recognized as a Watkins Award honoree just happened to be from Pittsburgh, Darnell Dinkins. And so you being from Pittsburgh, being older and having an understanding of a real blue collar environment, give me your impression about Mr. Franklin D. Watkins creating this award to honor a kid out of the Pittsburgh streets. You know, most of our callers have never been to Pennsylvania, let alone Pittsburgh. And people may think that Pittsburgh being a blue collar town may be just, you know, something easy going. It wasn't hard. All you had to do was just wake up and there was a paycheck, or, you know, things were easy. But what's your impression about a kid being recognized in Pittsburgh during that time when Darnell Dinkins was recognized, which I believe, if my mind serves me correct, was 1995, I think, when Darnell was being recognized. What's your assessment?
Well, you know, I think I would not do it justice to try to capture that feeling. You know, Darnell spoke on your show about how he felt when he was approached by Mr. Pearsall about this Watkins Award event, and when he went to Harrisburg, and the feeling that he got, that he was being honored for something other than football. So Mr. Franklin D. Watkins followed a pattern of community leaders back then who wanted to lift our communities. And he saw that through sports, it would be a way to, I guess, direct our energy. And once he captured us through sport, he talked to us about the importance of education. So when you marry those two together, this is what we've come to. After 30 years, we are now capturing young men who have grade point averages as high as 4.1. And for the young man in Cypress, Texas, Harold Perkins, a 4.9, a five-star athlete. So I may be kind of all over the place, but I'll bring it back to this. There's nothing new under the sun. And Mr. Franklin D. Watkins, he knew this, and he knew that he had a responsibility, just like we have a responsibility to challenge these young men and point them in the right direction and give them information that they may need or ask for at times. So I'm like you, we're having a wonderful time trying to make a difference in the world.
Man, that's an awesome response. I mean, clearly, I can feel the emotional attachment that you have to the Watkins Award. And, you know, clearly all of the board members, 13 board members, I mean, everyone has an attachment to the Franklin D. Watkins Award, but more so to these young men. And I just want to make sure that the audience recognizes a couple of things, and one in particular. I'm gonna talk even more about this young man that you are proud of, because he comes from, as you always say, the great state of Texas. Harold Perkins, a wonderful young man who, I mean, he was phenomenal in the Under Armour All-American game. I mean, his athletic attributes was second to none. You talking about a young man that came in. And as you mentioned, Harold Perkins, I mean, incredible scholar outside of, you know, the football field. And I want to make sure, I was writing something, and I want the audience to know, I know the word student athlete. That's what we typically would say, student athlete. But these Watkins Award honorees, these are bona fide scholar athletes. And, you know, Mr. Ransom, you didn't bite your tongue. You said Harold Perkins. And we know, because we vet thoroughly all of the candidates who submit their paperwork. And as Mr. Pearsall has eloquently stated, it's not that we set a standard. It's the young men who submit their paperwork that set the standard that raises the bar on the GPA. So you may have a young man who is a phenomenal athlete that has a 3.0, has worked extremely hard in the classroom. But I don't know, it's almost like I don't want to make any mockery of it, but when you have in the list of candidates this year that I'm going to get to, ladies and gentlemen, when you have a list of six candidates and they have GPAs of 4.9s and 4.2s and 3.6s and 4.2s, I'm telling you that this is for the Watkins Award. Let me say it, and I'm not even going to bite my tongue. This is not unusual. Let me say it again. It looks like I'm coming up with a side joke or punchline. There is no side joke. There is no punchline. This is a normal and usual state of business. Every year, these kids come to the table with these type of grade point averages. And one of the things that you mentioned too, Mr. Ransom, is the fact that we had a kid, so now I can talk about the great state of Georgia. We had a kid that accomplished a 5.1 GPA. And, right. I know I'm repeating myself to a lot of people who come and listen to our show, but there are new people. I know there are new people, like the parents and the young men who we honored this past week in Orlando, Florida. In order to achieve a 5.1, and anybody who knows, it would be Harold Perkins. But, to say the least, I don't know. Maybe he just took a regular class and that caused him to come down to a 4.9. But we have one young man who is the only five-star athlete that we know of who has come through a school system, and he has achieved a perfect 5.0, which means that he had all A's. He took all AP classes and got all A's. Now, with that said, I probably need to go ahead, because I'm sure that people are saying, these two guys, he'd have now brought one of his board members on the show, and the board member is now talking crazy about some kid is a five-star athlete out of Texas, and he has a 4.9 GPA. No, these things are legitimate. If any of you want to come to the Watkins Award on Saturday, March 12th, 2022, it starts at 6 p.m. We'll have all the paperwork there, and you can look at it with your own eyes. We'll have you to sign a non-disclosure, and certainly we'll mask out certain personal information, but we will let you see a transcript that validates that. I'm sure that Chris Burnett, who has been on our show, who is the only one to achieve a 5.1, if he has the time, I have been talking to Chris, and if he has the opportunity, he will be there at the event, and Chris will be more than happy to allow you to fist bump him. A lot of people not shaking hands, so I'm going ahead of time. Well, those Watkins guys won't even shake your hand. Okay. He'll fist bump you. You can find Chris on the social networks. You can go on LinkedIn. You can go on Twitter, Instagram. You can find Chris Burnett. You can go on YouTube and find him and watch Chris and see that Chris, is a legitimate five-star athlete, but yet Chris also achieved a perfect 5.1 coming out of high school. So with that said, allow me to indulge you a little bit, Mr. Ransom. And the indulging is nothing more but allow me to introduce these young men. And if there's anything you'd like to say in addition to, please feel free. But I'm going to start off with Tyler Booker from New Haven. Tyler Booker from New Haven, Connecticut. Now, Tyler ended up in school in Florida for the past 3 years, I think it has been. So Tyler is an IMG graduate. So you know he is an athlete. He graduates with a 3.6. He's on a roll, a volunteer for Black Couples United, volunteer for Community Baptist Church. He volunteers for Dominate the Day Camp, mentor at St. Luke School, a recipient of the IMG Helpful Heart Award, member of the BSU organization. He's a mentor in West Haven Seahawks football organization. He's a motivational speaker. He's in the Under Armour Next program, a Max Prep All-American, FBU All-American. I mean, this kid, Tyler Booker. Now, for those, I hate to even talk about this today, but that'll be some additional conversation later on in the show. But Tyler Booker has decided, now the kid is huge. I don't even want to guess the wrong guess and somebody going to point it out to me. Well, he say the guy was 265 and he's 280, 290. Well, I'm going to tell you, he's a big young man. I can't call. Say that again.
I say he blocks out the sun.
Yeah, that is a good way to put it. He blocks out the sun. Tyler Booker is a huge, but he's headed to none other than the University of Alabama. He will be a Crimson Tide come 2022. He'll be starting his academic stuff. I don't want to say he's going early. Well, as a matter of fact, Tyler may be going early up there on that campus in Tuscaloosa. But with all that said, Tyler Booker is headed to the University of Alabama. So other than, and he has beautiful parents, just absolutely beautiful parents. And that's another story for another show in terms of how we bond with the parents and the things we do with the parents, because it's not just the kid making the transition. The parents got to make the transition, because you're talking about parents who are in a stadium with maybe 250, maybe 700, 1,000, 2,000 people. And now they go into a stadium where people may come to 80,000, 90,000, over 100,000. You don't have the unkind people that you have at the college level. Now, I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm just saying people take these college games. Well, they take high school games as well, very serious. But this college stuff, ain't nobody in high school paying $2,000 for a scout ticket. And I'm telling you, they'll pay this for a good college game. Now, we got a good college game coming on tonight, and I don't want to say too much about that as well. I keep saying I don't want to say too much about anything, but let me go down this list with these six guys. But what do you think about Tyler Booker, Mr. Ransom? You had the chance to meet him.
Obviously a wonderful kid. And I agree with you. His parents are two beautiful folks, and you can't imagine how this kid could lose with parents like that. So Tyler Booker, his future is bright.
Oh, he is. I mean, this guy is awesome. I mean, Tyler, just a great kid, great personality. And I'm going to move on to Brandon Davis from Middleton, Delaware.
Right.
He went to Middleton High School, a 4.2 GPA, National Honor Society, High Honor Roll, volunteer for the Parents Night Out, volunteer for Adopt a Highway, Habitat for Humanity, volunteer for Stockings for Soldiers, Trunk or Treat, District Offensive Player of the Year, Delaware All-State, number one player in the state of Delaware, Gatorade Player of the Year, and of course, Under Armour All-American. I mean, we talking about some young men that, I mean, really and truly were awesome young men. I mean, just to be able to meet these guys, it is unbelievable what you find out about these young men as well. And Brandon Davis is headed over to Tennessee. So he'll be at the University of Tennessee. So those of you in the state of Tennessee, look out. Here comes Mr. Davis. And I know Brandon, like Tyler, just awesome personalities. Just absolutely. So did you find anything different than I did with Brandon, Mr. Ransom?
Well, Brandon is the kid who was not able to make it because of, I think he had an abscess tooth or a medical condition.
But yes, he did.
We're looking forward to meeting him and his parents. And obviously, you know, his record speaks for itself. The amount of community service is fantastic and indicative of what we see from these young men who vie for the Franklin D. Watkins Award.
Well, I get a little chance a lot of times to do my own investigative reporting and get a chance to meet and talk with kids. So I had to keep, I guess, a lot of my stuff quiet because I don't want anyone to believe that I know who possibly is going to win this award. As a matter of fact, nobody knows. I mean, that's a secret ballot, like coming out with the Academy Award. I mean, I've seen Mr. Ransom, you know, act as a bodyguard for the envelope. So I won't know until March the 12th. But moving on to Elijah Green. Now, we got another young man that's from Orlando, Florida, was down at IMG with Tyler, 4.1 honor roll. He was there, you know, he 4 years of high school, little league baseball mentor, youth league baseball volunteers, spearheading diversity initiative of baseball, the USA 18U team. He won the IMG Golden Glove Award, high school. Now I guess I'm giving this up, but we'll talk about it even more. High school baseball preseason All-American, prospect wire All-American, perfect game All-American, baseball factory All-Star, baseball factory All-American, Team USA 18U team, ranked the number one high school baseball player in the country. Prep Baseball Report number one player in the nation. May I introduce to you again, ladies and gentlemen, Elijah Green. What do you think?
Yes.
Mr. Ransom, that when you met Mr. Green, which I know you met Mr. Green.
Listen, you know how you catch yourself with your mouth wide open. When I looked at this young man, I was at all. You know, I said, this is going to be a great baseball player. And his father, Eric Green, who happened to be one of my favorite pro team players, the Pittsburgh Steelers, he shared with me some of his highlights. And I'm telling you, this young man is going to make a difference in Major League Baseball. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, I just want to repeat, ladies and gentlemen, that, again, this Watkins Award is for the top African-American scholar-athlete in the sports of baseball, basketball, or football. And I know that you've heard Mr. Pearsall and I talk about all these individuals. Well, here you have it, a young man who is the top high school baseball player in the country that is a Watkins Award 2022 honoree. So there's nothing else to be said about Mr. Green. But I know that Mr. Ransom did have to plug those Pittsburgh Steelers and his love for those Steelers and, of course, for Mr. Green's playing days when Eric Green played with the Steelers himself. You know, I know some inside stuff, and I know that there's no other fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers other than Mr. Ed Ransom himself. So, moving on, I want to bring out the fact of Mr. Harold Perkins himself. You've already told the audience a little bit about Harold Perkins, but Harold Perkins is from Cypress, Texas. Went to Cypress Park High School, a 4.9 GPA, a four-year honor roll achievement student. He's a mentor at Cypress Middle School, and I've heard some stories about Mr. Perkins and his work with the middle school. So these are not just volunteer words that we're throwing on paper or they're giving to us. We are hearing the stories about these young men and how they participate in their communities and improving the quality of life. Well, he's a Houston Touchdown Club Offensive Player of the Year, first team All-District running back, first team All-District linebacker. Dave Campbell's Whataburger Super Team, first team linebacker, all-state running back, first team all-district running back, first team all-district linebacker, and Under Armour All-American.
Yes.
I mean, what can you say about Mr. Perkins, Mr. Ransom?
Well, you know, Mr. Perkins has decided that he's going to stay here in the great state of Texas and play his college ball at Texas A&M.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So we're gonna have a chance to really see him do some good things on the football field.
Well, you know, ironically, Mr. Perkins, Harold, announced his intentions for Texas A&M at the Under Armour game itself. So no one knew until the game where he had decided to take his talents and get his free education. Am I correct,
right.
Mr.
That's Ransom? Correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
So I'm glad that, you know, we had the opportunity to hear it first. Next is Mr. Brennan Thomas. And I mean, here we go again with an awesome young man, but I must admit that, you know, Brennan Thompson is, you know, certainly special. He's certainly special. Yeah. He's from Spearman, Texas, Spearman High School, 4.2 GPA. And Brennan, he was, you know, certainly a part of the National Honor Society, academic All-American, Spearman football homecoming king. So he not only the football king, he the homecoming king as well. Volunteer at the Art Domestic Violence Sexual Abuse Center, a volunteer for the Chamber of Commerce, a volunteer for Christmas meal delivery. Man, what kind of, I mean, these are young men haven't even hit the ripe old age of 18 yet. Volunteer at Big Brother, Big Sister, silver 100 meter state champion, gold 100 meter state champion, first team all district, defensive back, first team all district, wide receiver, all state, all purpose player, ranked number 11 player in the state of Texas, ESPN ranked 91st player in the nation, Rivals ranked 66th in the nation. I mean, you're talking about over 1.2 million football players, and he's ranked number 91st and 66th. This is, I mean, and this young man is, when I say got personality, this young man has personality. He can talk. When I say talk, he speaks clear, looks you in the eye. He is thorough with his conversation. You think you're talking to a grown man that has graduated and has 3 degrees. What was your thought about Brandon?
You know, I had a chance to spend some time with Brandon. And we talked about some of the things that he likes to do. And he started talking to me about hunting and fishing, which left me out in the dark because I have no idea about how to hunt or fish. But this young man talked to me about how to gut a deer and things of that nature. So he is a well-rounded individual, and he comes from a great family. I had a chance to meet his mother and his grandmother, and it's obvious that they have instilled in him the importance of giving back, working in the community, and being productive. And one other thing about this young man, he is headed, because I'm happy because I'm going to get a chance to see him. He is headed to the University of Texas.
Man, I'm glad you acknowledged that because, you know, certainly I mean, it's going to be a joy watching all of these kids perform on Saturdays and seeing the ones who most likely are going to be performing on Sundays one day. But you're right. Another young man that had, just awesome family that came, and his grandmother, you know, I had a lot of conversation with her and his grandmother, just an awesome lady. So you know that both the grandmother and the moms have personality. And it was just great talking to the both of them. Last but not least is Wesley Williams. And
yes, Wesley.
Wesley comes from Gainesville, Virginia. Graduated from Battlefield High School, 4.2 GPA, member of the National Honor Society, volunteer for the DECA, D-E-C-A, Inclusivity Project, the Buddy Club member, volunteer for football, faith timeout, and youth football mentor. He was first team All-Met, Maryland All-State team, and regional defensive player of the year. This was another young man who came down. All of them have their awesome families. But again, Wesley, sat down. I talked to him just like you, Mr. Ransom. What was your thoughts about Wesley?
Wesley is the kind of kid that knows exactly what he wants. And that was the overall impression that he left on me. And when I asked him, well, what school are you going to attend? And he stuck his chest out and he said, I'm going to Duke University. I said, oh, okay. Okay. You know, because as you know, Tyrone, we've had several guys come through and go and attend the university, Duke University. So I'm happy for this kid. He's got a great family. His mother and father, truly two great people. His brother happened to be there, who obviously has had an effect on Wesley's upbringing. So we are happy to have him in the Watkins family.
Well, I concur with you. A great family. You know, as you mentioned, the brother obviously, you know, left a lot of wisdom in his younger brother. Because he's certainly, like all of the Watkins kids, they're very mature. These young men know exactly what they want. I have no doubt that Wesley, like all of them, are going to campus not with a suitcase, but with a briefcase in their hand. They going down because they mean business. And Wesley had no qualms in letting you know exactly where he wanted to find himself. So, you know, again, I thank all of the families, the Booker family, the Green family, the Perkins family, the Thompson family, and the Williams family. Unfortunately, like you said, the Davis family was not able to come. But this year we have six young men who have been announced as the 2022 Watkins Award honorees. The event will be taking place on Saturday, March 12th, 2022 at 6 p.m. All of the details can be found on the website at www.naaa.com. I just want to announce once, you know, again, and thank you and congratulations to Tyler Booker, Brandon Davis, Elijah Green, Harold Perkins, Brandon Thompson, and Wesley Williams for all the hard work that these young men put forth in order to get to this point, because this is not an easy process to become a candidate, to become an honoree. We don't give an award away. What we do is honor these kids with an award. It's one person who will be announced to be the standard bearer. And all he does is just hold on to the award for the other guys. And he protects that award. But all six of these young men are winners in my estimation. I know I got two more minutes. Mr. Ransom, I want to tell you, thank you so much for coming on, being a part of the show. I also want to announce the fact that tonight is the national championship against the University of Georgia and the University of Alabama. Of course, you got those dogs, and then you got those Roll Tide. So it's going to be a humongous game. You know, take a look at the game. But we got a young man from the Watkins Award who came through this program 3 years ago. The young man is playing for the University of Georgia. He's won every athletic award that you possibly can win for the position of linebacker, N'Kobe Dean. He came through the same process, came through the same event, the Under Armour game. He went to the University of Georgia. He's an engineering major. He's an honor student. Who knows what his future holds? I'm not sure. And really only care the fact that he went to that university to get him an education. But Mr. Ransom, you know, at that game, of course, I'm going to be a little biased in who it is that I would like to be the winner of that game, because N'Kobe Dean is going to be right there in the middle of everything on the defense. I can assure you, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks again, Ed Ransom, board member with the National Alliance of African American Athletes, holding his own while Mr. Pearsall is somewhere at that national championship game tonight. Thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Coach T. Tate, holding it down for the Watkins Award. We appreciate you listening, coming on, spending your time. Of course, you can go to the website, listen to all of the shows on any major platform. Thanks, BBS Radio, for everything that you do for it. And we will see you again next Monday and every Monday from 6 to 7, the Watkins Award. Thanks again, Mr. Ransom. You have a beautiful and a blessed week. New day, I gotta do my best. Every day I put the work in, the grind never stop. You ain't never see me rest. See me on top, I never fall. I speak my truth and turn it to law. Do it for the drive, you know it's really my passion. Never gonna stop me, really I'll make it happen. I gotta get up and grab it. The money want me to have it. What more could I say? I'm top billing. I grew from the dirt, guess I had to make a million. I grew up, I swear I rose from the valley. Every day I put the work in, I gotta keep a tally on beat. Pockets stay heavy when you see me.